It's now time for the Satellite Guys podcast. Featuring all the latest news, talk, and rumors from the world of satellite. Plus all the latest headlines from the world of home theater technologies. And now, here is your host, Goalie Bob Nemitz.
Hey guys, welcome to another exciting edition of SatelliteGuys.us podcast. We've been taking a week off because of the fact that WWE launched in high definition last week.
And I had no voice last week, so I couldn't do a podcast because it's hard to talk with no voice.
Yeah, that's definitely, you know, it's that time of the season again where everyone's starting to get sick. But WWE HD looked fantastic for those of you who were able to see it.
Yeah, I saw it on Dish Network. You saw it on DirecTV. Dish Network had some issues with their HD version for the pay-per-view on Sunday. For the first match, the Ric Flair match there, they had some audio stuttering going on. And loss of audio, like every 1 to 2 seconds, the audio would drop out for a second or two. But by the end of the Ric Flair match, they fixed that, and everything was good to go.
Yeah, I saw it on DirecTV. I paid $10 more than what Dish customers did. I had no audio issues. The only thing I was a little disappointed with DirecTV was the fact that it was an MPEG 2. I felt, feeling now that they're moving to MPEG 4, they should start doing those events in MPEG 4 and simulcasting, but that's going to be up to DirecTV, and I think that's going to be coming pretty soon.
Yeah, the special events channel is currently only MPEG 2, and I understand why they do it, because they want the most people available to see it. So it's just a case of them getting everybody upgraded, and they're starting to do that. They've rolled out a couple upgrade programs, including the NASCAR, and a couple people from Major League Baseball are starting to get notices that they're going to get their equipment upgraded. So they're slowly doing it, but it's looking good for them.
And speaking of DirecTV, last night I was watching the 101 HD, and I was quite surprised, even though I understand that they've been doing this for a while. They were displaying content from the Disney Channel HD. And the exciting thing about this was they had a little crawl on the bottom that appear every so often, and we learned that Disney Channel HD is coming to DirecTV next month.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one. I know they've been showing High School Musical 2 a couple times in HD, and that's been an exclusive to the 101. So that's been some nice content for them, especially since that movie's been so popular. I can't believe the popularity of that movie. Yesterday we actually went down to movie theaters, and you should have seen how packed it was for the Hannah Montana movie. I was just like, wow. But that was a big coup for DirecTV to be able to show High School Musical 2 and have it exclusively in HD, and Dish didn't have anything.
And what I thought was really cool, because I watched a little bit after the movie, and DirecTV actually kept playing on as if you were actually watching the Disney Channel HD, and they were showing cartoons and stuff like that that was in high definition. And it was really cool, because my daughter saw the Monkey Mail promo, and was like, ooh, Monkey Mail in HD. And it was really cool because it was like you're really watching it. I think this is definitely going to be an exciting addition. So that leads us to next month. What else is going to be launching?
Maybe Outdoor Channel HD. For those of you who are doing the CE program, you may have noticed that if you reset your boxes, and unfortunately this has been fixed in the last CE release, but if you reset your boxes before, you can see all kinds of hidden channels on DirecTV. One of the hidden channels was Outdoor Channel 2 HD. If you tune to it, your box would tune into it real quick and then kick you back out to channel 201. But if you got lucky, you could actually tune in for 30 seconds or a couple minutes, depending on when your box figured out, hey, I'm not supposed to be getting this channel, and kick you out of it. So that was kind of unique and interesting. And the picture quality of the Outdoor Channel 2, of what I got to see in it in the couple second snippets, the picture quality was amazing.
Yeah, not only that, so a few other local channels that were hiding would be PBS and the CW HD for some of those who were getting those in those areas. I know here in Chicago, we already had the CW in HD. The only thing that we were missing was WTTW PBS HD.
Yeah, and here in Connecticut, they also listed the PBS channel in HD, which is kind of interesting because the PBS channel here for Hartford is still not on the air, broadcasting over the air in HD. They're only available on cable TV. So be kind of neat to get PBS HD when it's not even available over the air yet here in Connecticut.
Right. In other DirecTV news, we finally learned that Boeing has delivered DirecTV 11 to sea launch, so we're going to be having another launch of satellite here for DirecTV pretty soon within the next couple of months.
Yeah, and I find that actually kind of exciting, and really, it's going to put a match under Charlie Ergen's butt, because he's got to get himself in gear and get his satellites into space as well, so that way DirecTV doesn't kick more butt. I understand that DirecTV mentioned that they're going to have 150 national HD channels when that satellite goes up in the air.
Speaking of Charlie Ergen, there's been a lot of frustration going on over on the Dish Network side of the house with the fact that they haven't been adding any high-definition channels as of late. And there was a rumor going around that February 1st, with the new pricing coming into effect, that we would see new content so that way customers could feel that they're getting more for their value for their money.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised to see that nothing lit up on February 1st. And to make matters worse, it was Dish Network's own customer service representatives who, if you went to dishnetwork.com and clicked on the live chat, or you called up Dish Network and asked them what was up, they would say, yeah, new HD is coming. We can't tell you what channels they are yet. We haven't been notified ourselves, but they're coming on February 1st. The customer service reps should not be telling anybody that if they don't know what's coming, and especially when it's not even true. That's like false advertising in my book.
Yeah, I was really disappointed because I know a lot of people want to see USA and Sci-Fi HD because of the fact that wrestling's in HD. And not only that, they do offer content other than wrestling that is in high definition.
Oh, yeah, you've got all the Law and Orders. You've got some of the Battlestar Galactica stuff. You've got Monk that's going to be in HD. You've got a lot of stuff. I was actually surprised how much content on USA HD is actually in true HD. It's not upconverts. It's real HD.
Yeah, I know. I was watching a movie the other day. It was with Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler, the movie where they do where she loses.
What do you mean?
Yeah. And that was in high definition, too. And HBO HD and Sci-Fi HD, those are the two most channels that I could think of that are broadcasting HD in 24/7 9 out of 10 times.
Yeah, and it's one that Dish has put a space up on 110 for USA and Sci-Fi HD, but currently they're only broadcasting a Dish Network logo. If you watch DigiBlur's threads on satellite, guys, you'll see that he's keeping very close track of those transponders there, and he can tell when they change the content on them because the bit rate changes through his little statistical multiplication program that he uses. So he can actually see if they have video on there that the bit rate will keep on changing because they use variable bit rate stuff on Dish Network. And with the Dish Network logo just showing up there, it uses the same consistent bit rate stream, so he can tell that it's, you know, just static content without showing any real motion pictures on it.
Yeah, we got the financial quarter results coming up here in the next week or so. So it's going to be kind of interesting to see how many people have jumped ship to DirecTV or to another service provider, being that EchoStar hasn't added any high-definition content. So it's going to be quite interesting to see where this starts laying around, especially here in the next 3 months when all these satellite launches start happening with both companies.
I see DirecTV getting some minor gains. I don't see it being a major swap over to them. And I don't expect this really to affect EchoStar too much currently. On satellite, guys, and other satellite forums, you know, most of us are real hardcore people. And we'll bitch and moan at anything to get our way. And, you know, as soon as we get the HD channel we want, we're bitching and moaning because they don't carry another HD channel we want. And that's just the nature of the game of running an online forum and people who visit online forums. So I don't see too many people jumping ship yet from Dish Network to DirecTV. And one thing that's probably going to aggravate me is both companies are going to say that their sales have been down and they're going to blame it on the economy, which I don't buy. It's both companies are running really lousy promotions for new customers. Dish Network just started their new promotions February 1st. And it took all the great things that made, you know, people want to sign up for Dish Network, like 3 months free premium services, 6 months free HD package, things like that. Now you sign up, you get nothing. You know, the guy comes to your house and installs it for free and tells you to have a good day. So it's not really that great of a promotion. And I see sales going down because of that. And I don't think it's because of the HD. I think it's just because they're not offering people something to come to us over the other guys.
Right. The only thing that I see that can't come out of good out of the new February 1st promotions is the fact that Dish Network has finally got some star power.
Yeah, Frank Caliendo from Frank TV. And there's an interesting story here. I just found this out last night. You know, Frank Caliendo is a new star spokesman for Dish Network. Do you know where he's going to be headlining in May? he's going to be opening up the DirecTV Revolution show in Orlando, Florida. So you got Dish Network's spokesperson opening up the show for DirecTV. That's going to be really, really funny.
Yeah, that is kind of funny, you know, the fact that that's going to be happening that way, you know. You would think that Dish Network would be having them opening up the retailer show coming up here, Teen Summit.
Well, I expect him probably to be there, but it's just kind of interesting that he's going to be appearing for DirecTV and probably saying good things about DirecTV when he's now the spokesperson for Dish Network.
It's kind of interesting, but other news that we have learned this week, there was a big development in the TiVo versus EchoStar lawsuit where TiVo has won the case.
Yeah, TiVo lost the case, but, you know, after analyzing stuff for a while, I think that Dish Network, while losing, you know, they may have to pay some money to TiVo, actually won the case, because what they did was they dragged this out in court for so long that their engineers were able to come up with a workaround and implement the workaround so they're not infringing on TiVo's patent anymore. And, you know, that time they were given allowed the engineers to do that, so now TiVo can't go to court and say, we want the, you know, Dish to shut off all their DVRs because they're infringing on our patent, because they're no longer infringing on it. And that may be a nice check to write for Charlie, because he had peace of mind that entire time that he had the time necessary for his engineers to come up with a workaround.
And that's good news for Dish Network customers, because you will not see your DVRs get shut off anytime soon. The workaround is in fix and in place right now, so you could just sit back and relax and continue enjoying watching your television.
And another thing to point out is TiVo needs EchoStar more than EchoStar needs TiVo. You know, TiVo's just starting to roll out some DVRs with places like Comcast and stuff, but the adaptation rate has been really, really slow. Their new Series 3 receivers that they've been selling have been not really selling too well. You know, it's a real pain in the butt because you need to have two cable cards installed in them. They're not doing anything well. Dish Network's got this HR 50 coming out that can do the high definition, and there's no monthly fees on it. It could be a real TiVo killer. So TiVo, it really needs to work with EchoStar and become friends with EchoStar real quick if TiVo wants to survive. Because right now, Charlie could actually, you know, after he writes him a check, he could squish him like a grape.
Scott, I'm going to speculate a little bit. How long do you think it'll be before EchoStar buys out TiVo?
I don't see a buyout coming. Charlie's got everything he needs to stomp out TiVo. That's why TiVo really needs to approach EchoStar and ask how they can work together and, you know, combine something there. Can you imagine a box that had TiVo software built into it that would, you know, recommend your favorite shows to you and then have all the functionality of a Dish Network DVR, which is, you know, some of the best DVRs out there, and then add an effect of a built-in sling box into the unit so you can watch your Dish Network anywhere, access your DVR, and use all those TiVo features. That would be a powerhouse of a box. That would blow anything that DirecTV, anything that the cable companies have, right out of the water.
Yeah, I think this time next year, if Dish can accomplish all that with the addition of launching all the high-definition channels that DirecTV has, I think they could be really competitive in the market and give DirecTV a really big run for the money.
Mm-hmm. And Dish is working on some things, some interesting things that I can't talk about yet, but I've heard some rumors about over the past week. But let's just say some functionalities coming along the line here over the next year that is really, really, really going to put Dish Network ahead of its competitors.
It's going to be really interesting to see how everything plays out. And, you know, we're only getting started. This is 2008. I think this is going to be a really competitive year for the satellite industry and as in a whole. And, you know, everyone's kind of putting their beans somewhere else, but I think they should be putting their beans here in the satellite industry.
Yeah, well, while Dish seems like it's dormant right now, they've actually got a lot of work going on behind the scenes. It's not giving us the programming we want at the moment, but some of the hardware and software stuff they're working on is phenomenal. And hopefully within the next week or so, I can let some of the pub members in on what's going on at Dish Network, because there's a couple things coming on that I'm just finding out about, and I'm getting bits and pieces from my various contacts, and this could be big.
Well, Scott, that's the music. Real quick, vote for us at Podcast Alley.
Yep, don't forget to vote for us. Vote for us, Podcast Alley. But don't forget to call us on the podcasting hotline. We haven't had a phone call in a while, so call in and you can be on the show. And other thing, we're recording this before the Super Bowl, Bob, so what's your pick?
I'm going to go with the Patriots. Everyone's kind of thinking that New York might win, you know, but I'm going to go with the Patriots.
I really don't care for either team. I used to be a big, big Giants fan, and so in saying that, I'm going to pick the Giants just because, yeah, I used to be a Giants fan a long time ago when Bill Parcells was coach, so we'll say go Giants.
Yeah, I think Vegas had the Patriots up by like 15 points or something like that, but hey, we'll catch you next week, so I'll catch you later.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Satellite Guys Podcast. If you have any questions or comments about our podcast, you can post them online at satelliteguys.us. Or you can email us at podcast@satelliteguys.us. Also remember, you too can be a part of our next podcast by leaving us a message at 815-907-5558. That number again, 815-907-5558. Go ahead and leave us a message. You just might hear it on our next show. Today's podcast was made possible by DishStore.net. On behalf of the entire crew at Satellite Guys Podcast, we'll see you again real soon.